Hello and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I want to talk to you about something super exciting that I just found out about today. It's an alternative to wheat flour, and you can grow it and make it for super cheap. So let's learn about this alternative flour. So as you're getting ready to buy your seeds for the upcoming spring and summer gardening, be sure to get extra zucchini seeds. So as a gardener, you always tend to have like extra zucchini. Zucchini is very prolific. It just grows like crazy. Your biggest concerns are going to be cucumber beetles, but nematodes will help kill those off. They look like yellow ladybugs, basically. They are not friends, they are foe, and they will destroy your garden. But this extra zucchini that you grow, you don't have to give it away or even freeze it. Let it grow until it's really large or extra large, and then you can turn it into flour. That is so awesome because it is paleo, keto, it's super healthy, and it's super cheap. You're going to slice it and you're going to dehydrate it. Be sure to take out any big seeds. You want to be sure that it's very, very dry. I would recommend an electric dehydrator to ensure that it's really dry. After it's really dry, then you're going to just put it in a blender and blend it into a flour. Or you can use stone if you're really wanting to be creative or you don't have any electric or if you're off-grid or whatever. And then you can store it. You're only going to use about 1/3 of the zucchini flour to a recipe. This was something that was used in the 1900s, early 1900s. And it's a staple in the Mennonite and Amish communities. And it's really good when it comes to rationing food. So this would be a really great plant to just grow extra of and just let it go. Don't have to pick it when it's small. That's usually when you pick zucchini, is when it's a little bit smaller, because that's the most flavor. So be sure to get your seeds. I will link some places that I get my seeds from. RareSeeds.com, which is Baker's Creek. You also can get them at Eden's Garden. You can get them at your local big box store or even a friend. Be sure to save your seeds for next year because that's one way to not have to spend money and just continuing to save money in the long run. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little tidbit about this new flower, and I hope to see you guys use it in various recipes. Bye.